Dumelang, dear friends and sisters, and welcome to African Woman Arise. It's good to have you on board today. And yesterday I shared a little bit about my story of resilience and how I am on a journey, really, to finding direction for my career. It's not an easy journey I'm on. It feels very much like I'm on a narrow road, as I should be, as a believer in Christ. And just the question came to mind yesterday. So if I am on a journey of trying to find out God's will for the next steps of my life, and I have accepted my situation, that He will reveal this to me in time, what do I do in the meantime? What do I do while I wait? What do I do just as I anticipate His answer, as I hope in the Lord? What do I do with the time that I have that I could be using, you know, Googling solutions, that I could be using devising plans, that I could be using hustling out there, that I could be using just trying to find answers? Well, the answer came in the longest psalm in the whole of the Psalms, Psalm 119. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And we're not going to read all 100 and let's see how many verses are here. That would be 100 and... goodness me, 176 verses in Psalm 119. I'm just going to read the part that is potentially helpful for you and me. I'm going to read Psalm 119, verse 17 to 24. And after I read it, I'm going to pray for us that the Lord Himself would make the psalm real in our hearts. And remember, if we have put our faith, if we have put our trust in the Lord Jesus and what He has done for us by dying a death that we should have died, then He will take the Holy Spirit and take these words that will be read out, and He will make them real in our hearts. We don't need to kind of work or perform these things. He really does help us on our way. So let me read from Psalm 119, verse 17. Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed, those who stray from your commands. Remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. Wow, your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. I hope you're encouraged by that. Let me pray. Oh, Ndate, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have made a way for us to ask God to open up our hearts and to give us a desire, to give us a hunger for your word. Thank you that your word is not flat. Thank you that your word is not simply ink on paper, but thank you that your word is alive and it is active. Hebrews says it is a double-edged sword. It divides between bone and marrow, between soul and spirit. And we ask, Lord God, that your word would be a place we come to as a refuge as we wait for you to reveal what comes next, Lord God. I pray that we would not help us as sisters in Christ not to go to the words of the internet. Help us not to go to the words of books. Use books and the internet, Lord God, as positive, as good things, Lord, that can inform us. But I pray that you would help us not to idolize these things in preference to you, what you have revealed in Scripture. Oh Lord, I pray that you'd help us to see that there is delight in your word, Father. Help us to see that your word is our counsel. Oh Lord, we love that as strangers on this earth, as the psalm says, we are not strangers to you. And Father, I pray that you would help us to nurture the friendship we have with you so that we can be content, Lord God, in our relationship with you, and that we could be trustworthy, Father, to do what you have given us for the day while we wait for you to answer. Oh Lord, help us to take the responsibilities that you've given us today, whether it be work, whether it be studies, whether it be taking care of our families and our children and our husbands, whether that responsibility is to take care of ourselves for the season and to show us ourselves some self-care, Lord God, I pray, or whether it is to serve in some way in church, Lord God, or whether it is simply just to remain, Lord God, to remain still. I ask you to give us the strength and the courage to do that work of obeying you, Lord God. Give us your Holy Spirit, because we need him. We need your Holy Spirit, Lord God, in order to productively feast on your word while we wait for you. Thank you, Lord God, that you do not tarry. Thank you, Lord God, that you do not make us wait in vain. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the one who knows our hearts and you know our situations very intimately. And we can hope in you. We can look to you, Lord God, for from where our help comes from. Rawleboga Jesu Kriste, you are umotle, umotle, umotle. And we thank you for the cross of Christ that makes all of these prayers not invalid, but it makes these prayers heard. And thank you, Lord, that we can have that confidence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.